The world is breaking up outside the room. He's got the door shut behind him, the lights on. He runs some water and cups it over his cheeks and eyebrows. The night's disentanglement goes on while the beads run over his collarbone, searching for the hollows along his stomach. On the wall, the porcelain, the shower curtain, every point is making itself distinct. The gray shadows are ordering themselves into recognizable specks of white and black. To his surprise, his toothbrush remains whole in his hand. As his back curls with tiredness, the shaving light clicks off in his hand, and he opens the door to the spring draft. Trusting his longing, he steps onto the emptiness of the hall floor, counting on it to be there, though he can't see it. He makes it back to his bed, and though this room, too, is suffering from the dark, he recognizes the victory of making it back in. He recognizes her, knows he can again press his damp forehead to her hot surfaces, feel the pulse under their skin. As his bones are settling in their flesh case, he follows the whirls of light behind his eyelids, sees in those dot patterns not the decay of sight around them, but a tendency toward order, toward the pattern of the whorls on her finger pads and the tangle she makes of the blankets. And although before a few minutes have passed, he has to pull his head back from the heat of her sleeping, he realizes that he will always be breathing her, that she has been in this room enough that with every breath, he pulls in a few molecules of her used air, along with the ones she has left untouched for.